You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 245, Falling in Love Again by Marlena Dietrich. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. The 1930 film The Blue Angel transitioned Marlena Dietrich from silent films to what were, at the time, called audible movies. It was there she delivered the subject for this week's Lyrics Undercover, Falling in Love Again, which became her signature tune. Marie Magdalene Dietrich was born in Berlin in 1901, the daughter of a police lieutenant and an aristocratic mother. She was nicknamed Lena and Lena, and later when she was 11, she combined her first and middle names into Marlena. She began her career as a vaudeville showgirl and made her film debut in the silent movie So Sind Die Männer. An actor's changeover from silent movies to talkies was hardly assured. Many had voices audiences did not care to hear. Dietrich, with her husky voice and German accent, had no such problem. In 1929, she landed the role of Lola Lola, a cabaret singer in Josef von Sternberg's film The Blue Angel. She wasn't the star. That role belonged to actor Emil Jennings. The movie was a groundbreaker, a story of losing everything in pursuit of heart's desire. Though the leading man's knowledge of English was sketchy, the film was shot in both German and English. Jennings played Emanuel Rath, an esteemed professor at a German school. His descent begins when he punishes several of his students for circulating photographs of a lovely cabaret singer.
Love's always been my game. Play it how I may. I was made that way. I can't help it.
Hoping to catch his boys at the club, he pays a visit. He sees none of his students, but meets Lola. Consumed by desire, he returns to the cabaret the next night, ostensibly to return some panties one of his students had snuck into his coat. He spends the night with her, returning to find a school in chaos.
Men cluster to me like moths around the flame. And if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame.
Rath resigns his position to marry Lola, but happiness is fleeting. Soon, Rath's meager savings are gone. To pay the bills, he's forced to take a position as a clown in Lola's troupe. His growing insecurities about Lola's profession as a shared woman reduce him to the shell of a man he used to be. The troupe returns to his hometown, where he's ridiculed by the patrons of the Blue Angel. During his final performance, he sees Lola embrace her new lover.
Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it.
Falling in Love Again, Can't Help It, is the English translation of the title of a 1930 German song composed by Friedrich Holländer. Ich bin von Kopf bis Fuß auf Liebe eingestellt. Literally, head to toe, I'm ready for love. The English lyrics were written by Sammy Lerner, but are in no way a direct translation of the original. Director Mike Nichols has said, "Glamour is the glorious moment continued and absorbed into personality. In that sense, it's in defiance to time and death. Whatever glamour is, it is to make up for something that isn't there anymore or at all." Dietrich, in black stockings and a bustier, perched on a stool in the Blue Angel, defined glamour.
Like moths around the flame. And if their wings burn, no, I'm not to blame.
Nichols has also said, "Glamour is a series of decisions, things done and worn and said that add to someone's natural gifts." Dietrich, for instance, made not only physical decisions, but decisions about behavior. She never complained. She never looked in the mirror. She never touched any part of herself. She cleaned up even in your house. This was an act to avoid the apparent hell of self-consideration.
Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I? I can't help it.
Marlene Dietrich's career moved well beyond the Blue Angel, but she never left the song behind. She built a substantial career as a cabaret singer. Her final movie appearance was in a cameo role in the 1979 movie Just a Gigolo, starring David Bowie. Offstage, she was known for her strong political opinions. The Nazi Party asked her to return to Germany, but fiercely opposed to their beliefs, she refused, becoming an American citizen in 1939. When America entered World War II, she became one of the first celebrities to campaign for war bonds. Some believe she sold more than any other star.
Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't tell.
Dietrich was a cafe singer who never lost her mystique. Unlike Greta Garbo, she never sought to be alone. Instead, she embodied the myth perpetuated by her films, the long-legged chanteuse, a character both familiar and unknowable. In 1975, a broken leg ended her stage career. She died in Paris in 1992 at the age of 90. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Robin Wiedemus and Marlissa Doss and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.